Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I am elated to share some exciting news with you today. For those who are like, look, the podcast is late. This is a couple weeks now. I see it's on Tuesday. Well, here's the thing I want to let you know. The podcast will be coming out on Tuesdays now. It just works best with my schedule, the way things shake out. So just keep an eye out for the new releases on Tuesday, still weekly, still every week, but it'll be on Tuesdays now. But I'm really excited because this week I want to share with you a conversation that happened on a refocus call. I call it the refocus call. It happens every morning at 7:15 a.m. and it is through Zoom, and it's mainly with people who are in Focus Academy, my online community. I'll put the link to both Focus Academy and that daily Zoom call for people who are looking to do one of three things: clarify their direction and purpose, or two, they're looking to increase their focus and execute on their goals. And then number three, they're looking for creative ways to monetize their gifts. So we're tackling that at 7:15 a.m. Monday through Friday on the Zoom call. Again, I'll put those links in the show notes. But today we have a very special conversation, really dealing with the three sacrifices you can make to improve your health. And we're talking with Rochelle T. Parks, the health motivator, who's going to just share her expertise and her knowledge in regards to what she's experienced over the years. So without further ado, I'm going to lead into that conversation right now. You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Today, we have a special guest on the line. Many of you on the line are very familiar with her. She is an Amazon best-selling author. She is relentless. She's consistent. And she keeps things simple, right? So I let her know. We had a conversation prior to the call, and I let her know, hey, we're talking about sacrifice this month, which is right up her alley. And so today she's going to talk to you guys about the top three like highest leveraging sacrifices in order to, you know, enhance your health, your health and wellness. So I'm really excited about the information. I'll be taking notes, but yeah. They're all yours, Rochelle.
All right. They're all mine. Good morning. Good morning, good people. Let me just start it right. I am Rochelle T. Parks. I am your health motivator, guys. And whether you like it or not, I really don't care. I can, I will. And I must continue to walk alongside you and help you to achieve optimal health. So when Robert hit me up and told me about the topic, and he said, yeah, there's top three things you can do, you can, like, you know, sacrifice to achieve optimal health. I was like, oh, that's easy, right? And so he's like, yeah, I figured that'd be easy for you. So the first thing, I mean, people can come up with a lot of different things, but really the first thing that comes to mind for me is sacrificing your feelings, right? and if you watch my live, I talked about it this morning, you got to get out of your feelings, right? So your feelings, they will betray you. You know, your feelings will have you thinking, you know, not now, not today. You can do it later. You're tired. You don't feel like it. It's not worth it. I mean, you know, just your feelings. You can't trust them. You cannot trust your feelings. So that's the first thing you must sacrifice. You got to like just put it to the side. Like, you know, it ain't about feelings. You know, E talks about principles over feelings. Because I always say, and they, if we were taking a test, like a multiple choice question test, we're going to get the answers right. We know what to do, right? So don't, if we lived in the world where, you know, where everybody operated off their feelings, it would be bad. It would be bad. So we must sacrifice our feelings. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And so I'm trying to put this like in a hierarchy, right? So that's the top thing. You know, that's about self, sacrificing your feelings. That's internally, right? So let's got to do away with them, right? Second thing that comes to mind for me is your time, right? So here's the reality. We all have the same amount of time in a day. Nobody has more time than the next. It's 24 hours in a day. It's 24 hours in a day. And, you know, I see this meme that pops up, or this quote, this graphic that pops up sometimes. It says, a 1 hour workout is 4% of your day. 4%, right? So we all got the same amount of time, right? And so I used to say, you have to make time. You know, you can't, you have to make time, you know. And then my husband corrected me. He was like, no, bro, you can't make it. We all have the, you can't make more time. You can't, we all have the same time. So you can't make time. He said, you must take time, right? So the time that you already have, just take a little bit of it, right? Just a little bit of it to take care of you. So I started this thing probably like, I don't know, these HIIT workouts that I do probably about, I don't know, it's maybe been about 3 years ago now when I started with my daughters. And the true story, what happened was I was at church one day and one of my friends walked up to me and she said, Rochelle, I need help. I need to help my daughter. You know, I see she's gaining weight. I want to help her. I want to do something with her. I said, you can do, she said, but you know, she's young. I said, you can do a workout at home. You don't have to go to a gym. You can do it. As a matter of fact, you can do a HIIT. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it too. I'm going to put it on Facebook Live. I'm going to start it with my daughters and you join in. And that's how it started. And that was probably like 4 years ago. And I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. But when I started it, I told her, I said, I'm not going to do more than 20 minutes. I said, everybody has 20 minutes. And I used to say it every day. That was what I said. Everybody has 20 minutes. I believe everybody has an hour, but you know, I just break it on down, remove all excuses. We must take time, guys, right? We must take the time because we all got the same amount. So you got to take it, right? And take care of you. And then the third thing, and this is the piece, you know, most people don't want to do, sleep. Got to sacrifice your sleep. You know what David Shan say, sleep is for suckers, right? You got to sacrifice your sleep. So then you're like, Rochelle, I need my rest. So I'm like, how much sleep do we really need? And if you're that tired, okay, to me, then that's another conversation. Because then I'm like, then what are you eating? What are you eating that that you just cannot wake up? That means you're fueled. Then I want to check your fuel. What are you fueling your body with, right? So how much sleep do we really need? I mean, I honestly can operate. I mean, it doesn't matter whether I go to bed at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, or 1 o'clock. When my alarm goes off at 3:50, I get up. It doesn't matter to me because I'm about the result, right? If that's the result, I want it, I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get it because this is what I know to be true. People do what they want to do. People do because if it's that concert, you know, whether it's Beyonce or Jay, whoever you like, gospel concert, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You'll do an all-nighter because you're gonna make the concert. People do what they want to do. So when people tell me, Rochelle, I really want to lose weight, I'm like, no, you don't. I do. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because when you want to, you'll do it. When you want it, as E said, when you want it, you know, bad as you want to breathe, that's when you'll be successful. So then you got to look at yourself. How bad do I really want it? Do I want it bad enough to sacrifice sleep to get up to take care of me? Right? So what? This is the reality. And people say, but I hate the way I look. I'm like, no, hate is a strong word. You don't hate it. You might not like it, but you don't hate it because we're in constant comparison to other people. You're like, okay, but I still look better than this person. I'm not that bad. So, you know, you're okay with how you look, because if you weren't okay, you would do something about it, guys. So sleep, we must sacrifice sleep. I say all the time, people think I just love to work out. I was like, I don't think, I was just having this conversation with my son yesterday. He was like, you don't? I said, no, I wouldn't say that I love to work out. I tell you what I do love though. I love the results I get from working out. That's what I love. I love feeling good in my clothes. I love the energy that I have. And so, you know, so I eat cleaner more times than I don't, because I love the results I get from it. People do what they want. So I want to do this, right? Because I love what I get, right? So you have to ask yourself, how much sleep do I really need? Huh? Is my health or my desire to feel better worth me sacrificing a few hours of sleep to get up? People say, shoot, my kids are up at 6. I'm like, son, I'm like, you need to be up at 4 then. That would sound like to me, you know, or I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, because the evening doesn't work for me. The morning is the time I have where I know nobody is up and I can have this time for me. So that's a choice. We make a conscious decision every day, right? We all have the same amount of time, right? So number one, sacrificing your feelings. They will betray you. Don't trust them. Number two, sacrificing your time. We must take the time. Can't make it. You must take it. And number three, sacrificing your sleep. How much sleep do you really need? And is your desire to feel better, look better, weigh less, right? Is that desire worth you sacrificing a few hours of sleep? That's it. Too easy. I keep it simple.
It's too easy. It's too easy. I love it. I love it. I love that. Okay. So that, thank you for how simple yet transformative it is once we're able to apply it.
Speaking of applying it, can't let you guys go without a productivity boss move of the week. And so I hope you guys really enjoyed that talk there by Rochelle T. Parks. And so here is the boss move of the week. It really is to create an affirmation that deals with your feelings as it relates to your health. Again, create an affirmation that deals with your feelings as it relates to your health. So an example model would be, I like exercising because it gives me the energy that I need to accomplish my goals. You can go to the next level with that. I love exercising because it gives me energy to accomplish my goals. And the great thing about an affirmation is it really deals with your heart and goes beyond your feelings, because really I don't like to exercise, let alone love it. I don't like to, but I love what it creates for my life, right? So I want you to do that same thing. You can use that same model. Yours doesn't have to be exercise. I say exercise because it's a gateway, really, for me eating healthy and doing other things well as it relates to my health. For somebody else, it may be dealing with eating or sleeping or something else that helps you to enhance your health. But again, just follow that model. I love blank because it gives me the opportunity to do blank, or it gives me the energy to do blank, whatever you'd like to place there. But as Rochelle said in this talk, it starts with your feelings. So it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Everybody have a productive week. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.